Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here on Rutherford Issues, here on News Radio, WGNS, and the show is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Now, our friends at MTE, they have donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes right here in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Well, it's time to talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. Michelle Clifford joins us here this morning, and always look forward to the first Friday of the month, talking to Michelle about all the good things that's happening at the BGCRC. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Brian, I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. And, you know, we've got this school thing rocking and rolling. Everything's going along nicely.
We're into the school year, plugging along, having fun, and full to the brim at both sites. Yeah. So that's exciting.
You know, we're only about a month away from fall break. Can you believe it?
I know. I can believe it because I'm ready for fall weather. So I'm hoping for it.
You're going to get a taste this weekend. High of 79 tomorrow.
I know. I've seen that on my 7-day forecast. I've been waiting for that to come.
It's false fall, though. You know, it's going to be in the 90s again soon enough. But, you know, that's how it goes.
I know.
So things are hopping at the clubs. And, you know, kids, I've got behind one of the buses one day this last week. And I love seeing those buses around there. You can't help but to notice that they're Boys and Girls Club buses. They're I guess they've got a big sticker on them, or what do they call it, a wrap on the buses.
They're wrapped in blue, and they look very much like a Boys and Girls Club bus. We did not want them to look like a school bus. We wanted to stand out. So yeah, we are a Boys and Girls Club bus, and they are full. Our Smyrna site has a wait list. Murfreesboro's on, most schools are on a wait list. There are a few that still have some openings. But we're actively recruiting there now, so I expect those to be on a wait list soon as well.
Well, it's keeps you busy, I guess.
It does keep us busy. I mean, everything is always changing at the club. You know, you get into school, then, like you said, fall break, then it's Christmas break, then it's spring break, then it's, you know, summer, and then it's back to school. It's a constant rotation there, things happening.
So how do you handle fall break? Do you have, is the club open all day during those times, or how does that work?
It is. We're open all day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. during fall break for kids, and we will have guest speakers and field trips that come to us during fall break, and then we'll usually take the kids on one field trip during fall, like out of the club during fall break as well. But it's a lot of fun, still fun with a purpose, as we call it. Lots of playtime and active time outside, but lots of sneaky programs where they are still learning something or experiencing something while having fun. So lots of good times at the club during fall break.
Sneaky learning. I like it.
It is. We don't tell the kids that. We don't let our secret out. But, yep, we call it fun with a purpose. And so they don't realize that while they're having fun, they're learning a little something, too, at the same time sometimes.
Right, right. So we are going to talk about Laverne Summer Site here. Tell me about that. That's intriguing. We're already thinking about summer.
I know. Well, it's actually this past summer we launched a pilot program. Laverne has been talking with us for several years, wanting a Boys and Girls Club in Laverne. So we've been working with community leaders in Laverne for a while and launched a pilot summer site this past summer at a church in Laverne. And it was just for the summer. It was a 6-week program, but we maxed out our capacity. We had 65 youth in Laverne who attended, and that's all we could fit in that site, who attended the whole 6-week program. And it was a huge success. They had a lot of fun. They went on 20 field trips at that site and served over. We partner with Rutherford County Schools to do meals during the summer. and we served over 1,000 meals to those kids this summer. And we're already in talks with the site, the church that we used, and the community to open again next summer for youth in Laverne. So we were excited about the success because there is a need in Laverne, and they are asking us in Laverne to help serve. So that was great.
Well, so this is just kind of in the early phases. So, I mean, could we see in years to come maybe a site there in Laverne that's like Smyrna and Murfreesboro?
That's what we're talking about. It would be years to come, but that may be the goal. Again, we'll listen to the community in Laverne and work with them on that and support them as they try to achieve that. But I think that is Laverne's goal. And so we're excited to be able to come along beside them and partner with them and help serve youth there. So we are talking about maybe next summer opening and maybe not closing for the school year next year and staying open, but we'll see how that goes and how that grows. But it was really exciting to have a successful first launch there this summer.
So there must be a lot of things happening, you know, like behind the scenes, because you have to have a place to do that and all of that kind of thing. So, but that's exciting. I hope you keep us updated on that. I'm sure that, I mean, if you can have a good, safe place and a place where kids are learning and growing in Laverne, if it's 65 kids, that's better than nothing, you know?
That's right. And I think, you know, we could have served more kids. It's just the spot that we had this summer, we maxed out that capacity. It was a wonderful spot. And it was, we went up and toured it, several, the board and several staff before it opened. And our staff did a great job making it look like a Boys and Girls Club and utilizing the space. And the church that we partnered with was, could not have been more generous and more open to us. And their outside was amazing. They already had a huge pavilion with picnic tables and basketball goals and a big yard where they could go out and run and play football or whatever it was they wanted to do out there. Plenty of outside space as well, which is always great when in the summer when you're inside with 65 kids to be able to have an outside space. And then again, like inside, a kitchen that we could use. I mean, they were just very generous and opened up their facility to us, and it worked out really, really well.
Well, that's awesome. And just a quick word about your board. You must have the hardest working board. I happen to know several of the people who serve, and I mean, they're showing up and reading with the kids and, you know, helping to serve dinner. And I mean, your board's really knocking it out of the park. And I know that they helped a lot with that Laverne decision.
They did. We do have the best board. We have the best board. I'm not even just saying that. Like, I truly believe it. I'll stand in front of them at board meetings. Like, we have the best board who show up, who work, who believe in our mission, who put the time in, who help us make great decisions, who buckle down for steak and burger and work. And so you might see them, like you said, serving dinner one night at our club and the next day, you know, speaking at steak and burger for us. And they just never say no to anything. They just believe in the mission and work so hard. And we are successful because of our board. They are very, very supportive.
Michelle Clifford joining us, talking about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County and getting ready to go on some college tours with the teens.
Yeah, we're going to do one spring break, coming up spring break. We used to do one back before COVID every year with our college teens, or I'm sorry, with our high school teens. We take them on college tours. But, you know, as we know, COVID stopped a lot of things and we're gearing back up and getting our teens back in. So we actually, over the summer, did our first college tour since COVID. And we usually focus on a different part of the country where we take them to. So over summer for a week, we took them like East Tennessee and North Carolina. So they visited ETSU and Duke and UNC and William and Mary. There were 30 of our teens who participated, and they have to do different things leading up to it. They can't just show up and come. We pay for it. We have wonderful sponsors who help pay for this for the kids and give them this opportunity, but they have to complete volunteer hours and they have to get recommendation letters from school teachers or counselors or different things like that to be able to participate in our college tour. And so that was wonderful, super successful. Through the years, we've watched teens think they know where they're going to school and then step off the bus somewhere in Florida and be like, nope, this is where I'm meant to be. And they go to school there, graduate, or successful. Some, maybe sometimes it's in Alabama. So it's fun to be able to open those doors to them and let them see the opportunities that are out there. And for some kids, they've not been outside of Tennessee.
Right.
They've not seen other stuff. So that's also exciting for them too, to get to spend that time and do that. So over spring break. Yep. Spring break. We're going to take them like Virginia area. We're going to take them to see the beach out in Virginia, and we haven't settled on the schools yet, but it's going to be great for them to get to experience that part. And some of these kids, you know, they'll start our college tours as, you know, sophomores. So they'll get to participate a few years and go to a few different parts of the country before they make their decision. Awesome. But we're excited about that.
Yeah, that is cool. In our last minute here or so, Michelle, volunteer opportunities. So, tell me about some of those.
Mm-hmm. We always have volunteer opportunities at both Murfreesboro and Smyrna. It can range anywhere from homework help to mentoring. You can be one-on-one. You can lead a small group. Whatever your interest is, you let us know your passion and how you can serve, and we will work you in that area. We want your interests to shine through. And we have a volunteer coordinator. Her name is Miss Elaine. And so you can always call the club 890-2582 and ask to talk to Miss Elaine. And she will help plug you in and direct you and guide you through the volunteer experience and how to get plugged in.
Okay. And that's Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right. Well, Michelle, a lot going on. I appreciate you spending some time talking about it. And, you haven't named that Boys and Girls Club Steak and Burger speaker yet, have you?
Oh, no, I haven't. But while I was on hold waiting for our interview to start, I was firing off emails about it. There's a very short list that we have. So we're in the works.
You know, I always try to pry it out of you.
I know you do, Brian. You know, you're always the first one I tell when I can.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, Michelle. Hope you have a good day and a good weekend.
Thanks, you too, Brian. Enjoy the weather this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Michelle Clifford with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County joining us today on Rutherford Issues.